It's the school holidays and families appear to be making the most of it by getting out and about. It's been nearly 3 months since the border reopened and some of the tourist towns that struggled the most during COVID are welcoming visitors back with open arms. Finn Blackwell has the story.
Across the country, tourists are once again making the most of their Kiwi getaway. Tourism New Zealand says just under 413,000 visitors have touched down here since the start of April, with most coming from Australia. However, that's only around 40% of pre-COVID arrivals. Co-owner of Fiordland Jet in Tiano, Chris Adams, says it's great to have tourists back.
All of a sudden there is light at the end of the tunnel. Tiano and Fiordland Jet starting to see customers coming in nowadays. The bus groups, the big one that's especially arriving in Tiano, the buses seem to be full and the tour groups are doing a great job of supporting Tiano again.
He says being busy again is a massive relief.
After 2.5 years of really just hanging on, there's more people around. The team get to talk to people all day, every day. So, you know, we've got our staff are really happy that there are customers back again. The bookings are coming in. When you run a company like Fiordland Jet, it's all about the people. The worst thing you can have is boredom and have no one turn up.
Chris Adams says they're in the fortunate position of having enough staff to cover returning thrill seekers.
We're well staffed and we have advertised for new staff and boat drivers, and we got plenty of applicants. In fact, we had outstanding applicants, so we've got 4 new staff start in the next 10 days and then we'll take on summer staff as well. So, very happy with the calibre of staff we have.
That's something Vicky Pengelly from Franz Josef Glacier's helicopter line says they're in need of.
We're really busy, so it's definitely positive for us here on the West Coast. We're experiencing staff shortage, like many, many businesses across the country and overseas as well, I'm hearing. So that's our focus at the moment, is just trying to employ staff because the demand is definitely there.
She says adapting to the different circumstances was challenging.
We went from coming out of COVID and, you know, changing our strategies to sort of adapt to the New Zealand travellers, back all of a sudden overseas travel.
Up in the North Island, Coromandel's Driving Creek tourism manager, Jesse Oppett, says it's been a while since they've seen so many international visitors.
It's kind of hard to really base off because we weren't running this time last year, so we've kind of had to do all our comparisons back to 2020. From then, it's definitely a lot up. This last month, it's been about 40%. Of our visitors have been internationals.
The businesses hope there's much more to come in the summer months.
Finn Blackwell reporting there. It's too early to start thinking about Christmas, right, Evie? Is it too early to start thinking about Christmas?